Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am not ready for this heat that's on the way. How could you let this happen?
I thought Memorial Day would just, I guess it's major holidays only then, huh? Father's Day, Memorial Day, it's just going to get hot.
I know. Well, congratulations to all those people with a swimming pool. I sure do miss mine.
The city pools will be quite busy as well. Everybody will be busy trying to cool off this weekend. But every Wednesday we get caught up on what's happening in county business, and as always there's plenty to talk about. There was an article in the paper a couple of days ago, I don't have it right in front of me, something about the state having $21 million laying around and we're going to pass that back to the counties. And well, heck, we're one of those counties. Are we going to, what are we going to get that out of this whole deal?
Right, the total amount to be distributed in Monroe County was $452,364. Now, I mean, it really was our money all the way along.
Why do they dress that up like they just found this underneath the couch cushions and said, hey, we're going to be generous and give it to you? What, is it just an overpayment or a overcollection? How does that work?
Right. This was just an error going on at the state. I had quite a nice conversation with one of the gentlemen at the state yesterday. And, you know, they have audits at the state the same as we have audits here. And in this particular audit, they discovered that there was a situation where there was an imaging barcode problem that when the Department of Revenue existing IT process system failed, it failed to recognize what county that return was coming from. And so we just went over to a holding account instead of being distributed.
That's better than a spending account, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
That's better than a spending account, isn't it?
Oh, right. I mean, it was there so they had it so they could see where it was, and the Department of Revenue has that issue resolved, and it's being reprocessed, and the money's going to be distributed to the counties. And now this was, right now, the Department of Revenue is investing in an entire modernized IT system. So hopefully this is going to correct the situation. You know, when you have old systems and things that's not working right, you might not even recognize it when you have something like this, as large as the state working with it. Now, there was two issues. So that there was money sitting there in the holding account, never distributed to many, many counties. The other one is with the people who failed to file on time, but they would eventually pay that tax bill. Or they would fail to file a return along with their payment. So whatever it was causing a processing problem for the state to figure out where that distribution went. And so there was dollars that was in place that should have been coming back to the counties. So this is not something that we found here. The state made a mistake. Nothing. It was nothing that we did, because it was something that the state, when they were doing their audit at the state level, they found it not just for us, but for throughout the entire state.
Now, the key to this money is one-time money, correct?
Right, and so it's very, we have to just be very cautious that we put that aside and not count that as a part of our ongoing revenue budgeting process, that we put it aside and we use it for one-time kind of expenditures, like, you know, maybe for the fleet or for replacing some kind of equipment or maybe for matching dollars for some of the...
But this is money that should have been spent previous, correct? So it shouldn't be put in the rainy day fund. It should be used to improve something.
Well, I mean, even if you put it in the rainy day while we're deciding what it is that we are going to do with it, because we need to maximize every penny that we receive to provide services to Monroe County taxpayers. I mean, we're not in the business of just being a savings account. On the other hand, we have to make very certain that we have a place to go to if for some reason any of our revenue wouldn't come in timely. So it's a balancing act, but in this particular case, last night we put money into the rainy day account, $1,500,000 because of the money that we got in that supplemental. Now, people are saying, well, you're saying one time and you're saying supplemental, et cetera. Remember when everybody pays their income tax and then it goes to the state and the state puts it, they're supposed to put it into our trust account, the Monroe County trust account. And then at such time as it hits a 15% minimum that they have to hold into that trust account, if there's a lot more than that 15%, then we get something called a supplemental distribution. And we got a supplemental this year, and it was a pretty hefty one. I think it was $745,000, something like that. So that's a supplemental, and it's required by the legislation how that has to be distributed. And so we had that additional money, and we said, okay, we hadn't counted on it. We didn't know we were going to get it. We're going to put that back into rainy day, not count on it as like extra money we can just give raises or something, because it wouldn't work that way. Next year when you didn't get it, how are you going to make salary? So we took that and added that on to other revenue that we had and said, okay, we are allowed to put 10% back of our revenue into this rainy day fund. And so we moved $1,500,000 over there until we can decide where is the best use of this money. But let's talk about the distribution for the one time.
Right. I think that's what the interesting part is.
Right. The Monroe County government's portion is $123,000 approximately for our regular certified chairs. And then I thought was very curious indeed was that they're also giving a public safety revenue distribution. Now, remember, public safety wasn't paying into this.
No.
Because this went back to the 1990s.
Yeah.
But when I was talking to them yesterday about how they arrived at this and why that was so, they had to determine with this one-time distribution how they were going to distribute it. They have, you know, they're working with 90-some counties, and so the decision was made that they would look at this year's, the 2018 distribution numbers and use those percentages that we had in place that for 2018 and use those numbers, and that's how they arrived at how to distribute. So public safety got some, and PSAP got some. So there was the central dispatch got $30,808, and then the rest for distribution.
So it didn't go back to the old ways, so to speak. It's the new, what's here now.
This particular one, it was distributed the way it was in place right now for 2018. And so, I mean, they had to use something. Now, because of that, this particular one allowed some for local property tax relief. Big deal, wasn't very much. It was $17,422. So my question of them was, why haven't we gotten property tax relief? That's relief for the taxpayers, because we've always taken a certain amount of money off of the top of that 1% income tax and used that for local property tax relief. Well, it's because we didn't have established we hadn't voted separately for a separate tax rate for property tax relief, as many counties had done in the very recent past, because there was legislation allowing that, just a separate percent. And so because we had not done it in the way that the other counties had done it, they didn't pick up on the fact that we had local property tax relief. So when we got the supplemental, that bigger one, you know, the huge one, we were not given property tax relief. And because all of this has already been determined and processed and distributed, certainly even if we tried to talk them into doing it differently, it's too late for that. It's one of those things, the sausage has already been made. I do think that because our local property tax relief just worked different than most of
the question would be, why didn't we take that relief like other counties did?
Well, because in the recent, in the whole scheme of things, fairly recent past, the state had said, okay, here's legislation that says if you want a public safety tax, we're going to let you have one. But at the same time, if you do that, you have to put in a certain amount of money for property tax relief, and using that percent then reduce the amount of property tax. You use that money and reduce your property tax total levy, your allowed levy growth. And so they may say, because we didn't use ours for controlling the levy growth, that we were not going to be allowed to use it for capturing a part of this. I don't know their reason. I'm just saying we did not do that.
Okay.
So ours was in place from back in the, you know, in the 1980s when we first put in place that 1% income tax. So it was an entirely different one. So now, if you're totally bored with that, we can move on.
Well, it's just when people hear we're getting a windfall of money, we have to paint the picture of where it came from, how we got it, and what it can and can't be used for. I think that's, instead of just saying, hey, look, we got $400,000, we should put this to the bridge project so we can finish it tomorrow. Well, it doesn't always work that way.
Right, but believe me, there's many of us who are keeping our eye on it, and we'll try to make it work the best we can for everybody in the county. And one of the things that we voted on last night, and it was something that had been presented in the past, so it didn't take very long for the vote because this was something everybody knew was coming down the pike, and that's the $1 million spent out of that library reserve fund for the Oslo Branch Library. The total project fund that was $2.6 million. Now, that does not mean that this is $1 million worth of a brand new tax. This is the money that is there that's been accumulating in that fund.
How long does that take to accumulate, Marty, just so people have an idea?
Well,
ballpark, yeah.
I apologize. I don't have an answer to that. But there's money in, they have a separate fund always, that LRF fund, and then there was also money left over from the general obligation bond that they accumulated those and used that for facility projects. Now, I know that at one point they're looking at new branch, and so those are all things that will be discussed at a later time. The other things that went on was like huge discussion about the community corrections grant, you know, with if we did not have the kind of community correction revenue coming in to help support us in watching for, let's say, for home detention and all of the kinds of things that we use community correction.
Where does that community correction revenue come from, Marty? Is that just from the tax base?
That's from the state. Of course, everything comes from the taxpayers. Doesn't any of it fall off of trees?
Right.
A lot of that has been frozen for many years. They have not seen the kind of increase that, you know, if you have this many probation officers, people get raises from time to time or other benefits.
Sure.
And we have not had the kind of dollars to coming back to make up for that. But what we have been seeing is that for our detention costs, if they're on home detention, then they're supposed to be paying into the cost of that. If someone's been assigned home detention, well, the total cost for that per day is $16 for each person. Well, not every person has $16 to pay.
No, they don't.
So the question was, well, then what happens? Do they go back to jail or what? Because home detention is an alternative to jail placement. And the answer to that was no, they would not be sending people back to jail because of that. But I don't know what, they didn't go on to say exactly what would happen. I'm sure that there is concern, however, because that money goes into project income, and that helps pay for all these expenses. And with that project income money that's going down, and our expenses continue to go up, we're trying to determine just what we will do about that. And once again, every time you hear that, you go back to thinking about the new, that new tax that's available, income tax, that would cover jail and rehabilitation services and so forth. And so
it's getting harder and harder to believe that's not going to happen.
Well, I know. And I made a comment last night at the meeting that we need to look at the deadline as to when that has to happen, and that in order for me to support it, it needed to be within the revenue that we are getting now in that income tax. In other words, it would not be a brand new tax to the public. It would be a portion of the dollars that's already coming in. And the reason why that would be easier this year to do other than in past years is because we did have a rather large jump of what should be an ongoing distribution of that income tax. I'd said before a couple of weeks ago or so that the reason why that income tax revenue went up so much was because people here are making more money, and also because it seems to me they're holding less and less back into that trust fund, so there stands to reason there'll be more to distribute. So I do think that there's going to be movement toward that. And I've not been shy about discussing it because I'd far rather use revenue that we already have and not put in something brand new and get into your pocket again, but provide the services that we're required as a county to provide and do it with the funds that are presently available.
Yeah, I think you got to start there. You got to start there, then work your way in another direction, not the other way around.
Well, I mean, we have to at least give it a shot. Now, the other thing, and I did add that onto my Facebook page, is just as a reminder, the Solid Waste Department is no longer going to be taking plastic, like the plastic trash bags and so forth, in their recycling.
Gotcha.
Doesn't mean you can't dispose of it, but you can't go use it in the recycling portion. And
that makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yes. Yes, I guess it costs more and more to do the recycling, and they just can no longer do that. Now, hopefully, there'll be more and more people.
Yeah, you can't put your plastic bottles in a plastic bag because, yeah.
And I don't, you can go to their website and understand it.
Right. It just seems funny. You put plastic bottles into a plastic bag, but the plastic bag is no longer usable. You can't do that anymore.
Well, they'll describe
it
better, I am sure.
No, you're right. It's just funny that you can't do that. Some recycling things are different in different places.
Right.
My mom in Florida, she can't put a pizza box into cardboard recycling because it has food on it. So,
because then it damages all the rest of it.
I guess that's the case.
Right. The other thing is our auditor did ask for additional help, more hours in her office. My response to her was, now that she does have a new chief deputy, the former chief deputy, I'm told that he's, I don't know how long he's been gone, but he hasn't I don't think he's been really working in the office for most of the year.
June.
So I believe all of his payout time is gone. So he has now been replaced with a new chief deputy. And so my response to the auditor was, now that you've got a whole, you know, an extra set of hands there that's actually there in the office to work, then perhaps you don't need these extra hours for the other folks. And I was not the only one who thought that we should give a pause here and not move forward.
Well, if your chief deputy doesn't work for half a year, I could see why you're behind, but that's another problem for another day,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Right. And that, so we'll be working on that. But, you know, all of the department heads would like to get their employees up to 40 hours instead of 35 hours.
Well, the question is why the chief deputy hasn't worked for 6 months, and somebody needs to get to the bottom of that and figure it out, because that's taxpayer dollars right there. We had Amy Gersman sit at home for how many years? I mean, this office.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember, and so did the other one, Steve.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, everybody's got an excuse to why, but we're putting these people in, and what are they doing? They're taking a okay, use your vacation time and don't do anything, and then we're going to hire more people to do the job they're supposed to do. I mean, it's just every single year. It's every year.
And there's really nothing the county council can do to.
Well, I'm not blaming you. I'm just pointing out that the people that are in this office and have been in this office since I've done this radio program, which is almost 10 years now, has been nothing short of comical. And that's not the people working in the office. Don't get me wrong. It's just
they're working. I mean, I'm telling you, the people working in the office, I think this is just another.
Yeah, they're the ones that are doing all the work, and then their bosses do whatever they want to do. It's absolutely comical. But that's, again, people don't seem to care, because for 10 years they keep putting the same people in the same places, and that's my short and long take on all of that. Marty, I
keep
can't.
Keep an eye out today,
keep
having
an eye
to
out.
Do with the food and beverage tax.
Food and beverage tax today. All right. Well, that sounds good.
I think that's going to happen today. There's a resolution that the city and county is trying to work together on something.
Okay.
Else. So let's take a look at that.
County council meeting, city council meeting tonight, right? Oh, yeah, I don't know that off the top of my head. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not going to do that. All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. Keep our ears open for that. And I can't wait to hear what we've got next week.
Okay, thank you.
Marty Hawk, county councilwoman.